Airstrikes have been carried out on Houthi-held territory in Yemen all week, but this one was by far the most deadly. The main target seems to have been a detention centre in the Houthi stronghold of Sadar in northern Yemen. The death toll continues to rise as they find bodies, many believed to be migrants, while searching for any survivors. The bombardment this week by the Saudi-led coalition follows a brazen attack by the Houthis using drones on the capital of the United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi, on Monday, which killed three people. In New York at the UN, the Security Council met behind closed doors to discuss that attack, but not the attacks on Houthi-controlled areas. The current president of the council is Norway. I asked its ambassador, Mona Juul, for her country's reaction to the scale of the death toll in Sadar.
It's not acceptable, and we absolutely call for restraints on all sides.
After the meeting, the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates, flanked by representatives of six other council members, including the permanent members, the UK, France and the US, gave a statement.
That this egregious aggression by the Houthis, as well as the proliferation of missile and other technology that enabled the terrorist attack.
She made no mention of the Sadar attack by the coalition of which the UAE is one of the two main members, so I pressed the ambassador.
Your defence under law has to be proportionate, does it not? And the president of the council, Norway, speaking in a national capacity, said the attack that took place in Sadar was unacceptable.
What you have heard today, and you will know following the work of the council that this is rare, what you have heard today is the unanimous condemnation by the Security Council against the terrorist attack against the United Arab Emirates on Monday the 17th of January.
I'm not asking you about that. I'm asking about your response and whether it was proportionate, given that at least 60 people have died, maybe as many as 100.
I'd like to refer you to the coalition statement on that matter, but I'd also like to affirm here that the coalition undertakes to abide by international law and proportionate response in all its military operations.
Human rights groups have criticised the Security Council's approach as one-sided. The Council did issue a statement, but again, only on the drone attack on Abu Dhabi. The Secretary-General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has addressed the carnage in Sadar and other attacks in Houthi-controlled areas. He's called for prompt, effective and transparent investigations. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.